Honor the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we really commemorate the Thomas Sunday. We call it Thomas Sunday because of the gospel that we've read today. A lot of us think, oh, you Thomas, you're the one who doubted in the Lord. And, you know, and this is the sort of attitude we always think, you are the one who doubted in the Lord. But in actual fact, not only did Thomas doubt in the resurrection, but all of the disciples did. And this is this whole week from the resurrection to this day, which is the Sunday where we read the gospel of the Lord meeting his disciples. And Thomas seeing Christ is the week where Christ tried to take away all the doubt from the apostles. This, as I said, like Thomas is not the only one who doubted, but the disciples also doubted in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mary Magdalene herself doubted in his resurrection and said, I perceive that someone had taken the body of Jesus. And that's why Jesus said to her, do not cling to me, because yet she has not believed. Peter himself doubted, Peter and the disciples doubted, that and then when Mary came to them and told them that she had seen Jesus, they didn't really believe. And the women carrying the spices, why were they carrying spices? Because they were going to spice the body of Jesus Christ. So again, they didn't believe that Christ had risen from the dead. The disciples of Emmaus, when they were walking along and the Lord appeared to them, and he heard them speaking, and they were saying, we thought that he was the Messiah. Again, they doubted in the resurrection. It wasn't until the Lord broke bread and then they realized it was the Lord. So we find that this week is the week where, you know, the Lord is trying to prove to them that he resurrected in the body. And there was many appearances to the disciples to confirm his resurrection. Now, and of course, you know, anyone who is called an apostle, it actually means a person who has seen Christ before, lived with him before his death, and saw him again after the resurrection. And there were many apostles, and the fact that there were quite many apostles that saw Christ before and after. And that's why today we don't have apostles. There's no true apostles. Anyone who claims to be an apostle is not a true apostle, because, you know, unless the person has seen Christ before the resurrection and after the resurrection, well, then they are called an apostle. If I was to say to you today, we have found the bones of our Lord Jesus Christ. And science has told us that, somehow they've told us that this is the bones of Jesus Christ. What would you do? If we found the bones, the true bones of our Lord Jesus Christ, what would you do? Any suggestions? Would you still be here? Huh?
There would be a lot of non-believers.
I don't think there'll be any believers, will there? If we found the bones of Jesus Christ, do you think we will have a church? Do you think you would be here today? No, of course not. I mean, if I found the bones, you would be out of this church, because there would be no Christianity. So the proof that the Lord rose was because you are here today. You are here today in this church is the greatest proof of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why is this? Because the apostles themselves, when they saw the Lord resurrected, and that was the good news, the evangelium, is that he came as a Messiah, he incarnated, He became man. He taught us. He lived with us. He died on the cross, and he rose on the third day, and he gave us eternal life. This is the message. This is the message that the apostles preached, because there were no gospels after the resurrection. Nobody wrote any gospels yet. Gospels came many years later. But this is what they're preaching. The apostles, because they saw Christ, and they saw him and saw his resurrection, and they left everything after that, and they went to preach into the synagogue, when there were thousands of synagogues. And they would say to the people in the synagogue, the Jews, and say, "Hey guys, you know, we have the good news, the Evangelion." And they say, "What is it? What's the good news?" The good news is the Messiah came, He taught us, he fulfilled the prophecies of the Old Testament and the law, and he taught us the way to live. He was crucified, and he resurrected after the third day, and you too can have eternal life. And that was it. That was the message that they were preaching. This is the message they were preaching. And this message was the message that kept the church till today. Because these apostles, if this had been a myth of some kind, or, you know, some story that they made up, why would they leave their houses? Why would they leave their work? Why would they leave their families? Why would they, you know, leave their farms, their boats, and all these things, if it wasn't all true? And why would they die in the end? And all the apostles, most of them all died, and they were martyred. Why would they die for something that was not false? That was false, sorry. You know, something that wasn't true. So the greatest proof that of the resurrection of Christ is that the message, the good news, was sent to us through the apostles that we preach today, we have today, and the church that we have today, is the living proof of the resurrection. You as Christian, us as Christians, are the living proof of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the most beautiful thing, you know, that we should never put doubt, we should never have doubt of the resurrection, because in the world there will be many people who will tell us, "I don't believe in this, you know, this is all history, you know, 2,000 years ago, it's all mythical." And sorry to say that a lot of even Christian churches, there's a particular bishop ordained in the apostolic, I can't remember what he was, but he never believed in the resurrection, a bishop, but he was selected to be a bishop. But he didn't believe that Christ actually rose, you know. And it's amazing to understand or think of or comprehend that a bishop didn't believe in the resurrection. So there's all these things you hear about, you know, all this is myth, you know, the Bible is all myth, it's all stories made up. And some apostolic denominations teach that in schools as well. So this is the week that the doubt is taken away from us. That we see the apostles saw Christ and touched him. And Thomas today put his finger in the side of Christ, in his hand. And he witnessed, he said, "My God, my Lord." This is the true witness. And it is the most powerful witness, or the powerful confirmation of the resurrection. Nobody has ever said that after the resurrection. "My God and my Lord, my God and my Lord, you are in front of me." So today we see a confirmation of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why the sin of doubt, it's doubtful. To doubt is sinful. And sometimes we doubt many things. And usually with doubt, we have imagination as well. When somebody doubts, the imagination grows. If somebody doubts in their husband or their wife, or somebody doubts of people at work, or somebody have doubts of anything in society or in life or friendship, it is a sin, because sometimes there's this false imagination that the devil puts in our minds, and that doubt can grow. And unless we stop and pray to the Lord and say, "God, take this doubt away from me," like any other sin, the imagination will continue and the doubt will continue. So the best remedy to stop any doubt in our life is to ask the Lord to take it away from us. And as I get closer to God in my relationship with Him, I will not need to doubt. When I see Him in my life, there's no need to doubt. And this is what we saw today. We saw when the apostles saw Christ in His resurrection, there was no longer any doubt, but they would die for Him. They would witness for Him because they saw Him. So we work hard in our spiritual life to see the presence of God in our life. We're not going to see Him physically, but we will see Him and feel Him spiritually. As we get closer to God, we will feel the joy of God. We'll feel the joy of Christ in our life. We'll feel happiness. We'll feel strength. And doubt will be taken away. And we'll feel that life is so easy. So the message today is, please don't doubt in anything. And the message today also is that you are the true witness of the resurrection. And this is the church today is a witness of the resurrection because it's thriving, it's strong, it's strengthened. And if there's any doubt in our mind, the first thing is to take it away through prayer, through asking the Lord to take it away from us. May the Lord give us these 50 days of not spiritual weakness, but of spiritual strength. Sometimes the 50 days we find ourselves, we're so lukewarm. We go back to our old ways again. This shouldn't be. In fact, the 50 days that we're in there should be continuation of our repentance. It's continuation of our spiritual life. And igniting the spiritual life, continuing and enjoying our spiritual time. It's not a period where we relax spiritually. Absolutely not. You know, don't waste the Passion Week. Don't waste the Passion Week. And all of a sudden, you know, we lose our spirituality in such a short period of time. May the Lord give us strength in these coming days, that we may still continue the zeal and continue the spiritual strength, and to be always united and close to God in our lives. Glory be to God forever. Amen.